I call the meeting of the Environment and Natural Resources Climate and Energy Committee, Conference Committee, to order. Members, we have a policy offer that Senator Herr is going to move, and Ms. Taylor will read. There's some details that will have to be worked out on some of the language, but Senator Herr.
Thank you, Ms. Chair, and welcome back, everybody. The detail that we need to work out on is the modification of Southeast Asian Conservation Officer Unit provision, and we'll have to rely on the DNR and get their direction on this, as well as the minnow importation into our state. So these two are the items that we need a DNR support on the language. So Ms. Taylor, can you explain the rest?
Sure. Mr. Chair and members, in addition to the two items just mentioned, the agreement would be to adopt Senate Sections 22 and 23, which were the resident angling licenses for spouses of the non-resident armed forces and National Guard members. Senate Section 14 from Senate File 2904, which was the extension of the Sustainable Forest Resources Act. The Sustainable Diversion Limits, which was House Article 4, Sections 94 through 96, 102, and 129, and the identical provisions on the Senate side, which were Sections 45 through 47, 51, and 69, as well as the additional House section, which was House Article 4, Section 103. The agreement would include the Senate position on the chloride reduction training fee, which had the $350 cap. The agreement would include House Article 3, Section 1, which was the 40% of the PCA settlements would be given to community health boards. House Article 4, Section 2, the definition of restored prairie in Chapter 84. House Article 3, Section 33, this is the labeling requirements for compostable and biodegradable products. House Article 4, Section 124, the SWAN and malicious intent restitution value rule requirements, and House Article 7, Sections 11 and 12, which was the Met Council INI grant program and the reporting requirement.
Senator Herr moves. Representative Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have reviewed the Senate. Offer. I think it is a good one. I would urge members to accept it. On the minnow compromise, that language is still being worked out, but it will be limited emergency in nature and limited to neighboring states. The final language will be ready when I can get it ready.
members, there are two parts that are going to be, we're going to delay on. I think we're amending the motion, Senator. The Senate extension of the Forest Resources Report and the House Restored Prairie Definition, and then the Senate Chloride Reduction and the House 40% of PCA settlements.
Yep, agreed, Mr. Chair.
Representative Jordan.
Mr. Chair, when do you think we will have some sort of resolution on those delayed items?
Hopefully soon.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Members, so we, the Senate and the House are in at 11 a.m. Chair Akam, do you have any update on energy?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will just say that Senator Friends and I have been working over the weekend and have each put forward, I think, some good, we've had some good conversations. I think we are definitely well on our way, and I am hopeful we can get things wrapped up in the coming days.
Senator Friends, do you want to update?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, I would agree. I think it's been productive, transparent, and I think we've made a lot of progress. We're going to meet immediately afterwards, and so while it's not easy to put a specific timetable on it, I would not think it's impossible to reach an agreement, a global agreement, here in the next couple days, but who knows? And I want to thank Chair Akam in particular for having all the stuff out front. I know members and people in the room like it when there's transparency, like it when you can see what's coming, and I think you've been a great partner in that regard. Even where we've disagreed, there's been no surprises, and you have my promise that for our work and energy, and hopefully the whole conference committee will keep that up. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And members, maybe we'll take just like a 5-minute recess to review these topics that I just referenced. If we can do that, we may be able to come back. So we are in recess for 5 minutes. The Environment and Natural Resources Climate and Energy Conference Committee will come back to order. Members, we Senator Herr has additional motion, and we are going to have PCA just explain provision. So, Senator Herr.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're going to motion a few items that was taken out from the earlier motion. One will be the sustainable division limits. The other is the Senate position on chloride reduction, and the third item will be the MPCA settlement community help board for 40%. But I'd like to get the perspective from MPCA first, because we want to see if we can reduce that amount.
Mr. Johnson, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Mr. Chair. For the record, Tom Johnson, Government Relations Director for the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. The provision we're looking at here in, I believe it's Section 1 of the House provisions in Article 3, this would require that the MPCA send 40% of settlements over $250,000 in size to a community health board in the region, or the I believe it's within the county. I don't have the language in front of me right now, but it's within the community that experienced the infraction. So this has been done in certain cases where there's been specific settlements. I think, for example, with Northern Metals infractions, there was some money sent directly to that community. So this would more formalize that in statute. I think we've worked with the author, Representative Lee, on ensuring that there's some ability for the agency to work on supplemental environmental projects as part of the overall settlement. So we're happy with the actual language in there. I think the percentage was not something we ever agreed on, but we understand there's a couple percentages at play here. I think we had looked in the 25 to 30% range would be appropriate if that's what the conference committee is considering. I think the agency is can work with that. We do recognize that it's important for the community that's experiencing pollution to be receiving some amount of the funds, but also it's important that the agency and the staff that are working on compliance and enforcement are being covered with the time that they're spending on those compliance and enforcement activities. So it's appropriate for the agency to retain some amount of that going into the environmental fund, where we appropriate at, where the legislature appropriates our staff out of, but we do feel it's appropriate also for there to be some amount going back to the community. So thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm happy to answer any other questions.
Senator Herr.
Mr. Chair, and thank you, Mr. Johnson. Our conferee had reviewed this, and we think that we need to have some compromise. 40 is a good number. Actually, it's a good number, but we also want it to be workable with the agency, MPCA, especially on their request. So let's go in the middle of 30%.
Thank you.
So the motion is 30% instead of 40%. Ms. Taylor, could you read the provisions so we get it on the record?
Mr. Chair, members, as I understand it, the motion would be to adopt the four items that were put on hold, which was the Senate Section 14, the extension of the Sustainable Forest Resources Act, the Senate position on the chloride reduction training fee, House Article 3, Section 1, reducing the percentage to 30% for the PCA settlements, and then House Article 4, Section 2, which was the definition of restored prairie.
Ms. Taylor, the sustainable diversion limits had been adopted in the previous?
It is my understanding, yes.
Representative Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm wondering if we could talk a little bit more about, my understanding was that this was agreed to at 40%, and this is work that Chair Lee has done extensively with community stakeholders, specifically his constituents in North Minneapolis, where these settlements have occurred, and where there is a lack of access to health care that is necessary because of the pollution that is caused. House members will know that I often talk about my experience with asthma and the experiences that many people in North and Northeast Minneapolis have with asthma. But this isn't a unique, this wouldn't be something that would be contained to my community and Chair Lee's community. So I'm wondering if we could talk a little bit more about why we think we should reduce this when these are what, this is commensurate to the need that the communities are experiencing this pollution to. So I don't know, Mr. Chair, if you can enlighten us to why that number was changed.
Senator Hurd.
Representative Jordan, thank you for the question. You know, my conferees had this discussed, and, you know, obviously we would like to have 40%, but we just heard the agency had testified. This is one of the very rare moment, and also the first time that they're going to work on this and appropriate some dollars to it, so they need a little resource at their end as well. So from my gathering from the MPCA, unless I'm wrong, so we want to get that in the middle ground. I'm certainly open for, you know, vote from members. If a majority decide to keep it at 40, we certainly can entertain that.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Jordan.
Could Mr. Johnson come back to the testifiers table?
Mr. Johnson. And Mr. Johnson, just state your name for the record and again.
Again, Tom Johnson from the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Jordan.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Johnson, is 40% unworkable in the view of the MPCA? Completely unworkable.
Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Chair, 40% is not unworkable for the MPCA. I don't think, again, that we had the opportunity to work extensively on what the percentage would be. So I think that's what the desire for compromise is at this late hour.
Representative Jordan, to your question of why we're coming back to this, is there was a miscommunication in what the offer was yesterday while we were on a Sunday. And so the offer that we adopted earlier was a text that was sent to Representative Herr for consideration, and then there was an email later last evening. So when we came in this morning, we thought the email was agreed to. So that's why the Senate went and considered this afterwards. So that's the reason why we're back on this. Representative Jordan.
Mr. Chair, this is money that is going directly to communities that are impacted by pollution. I think it's important, and thank you, Mr. Chair. I think it's important that we're acknowledging that these are the communities that are on the ground. These are our frontline communities that are experiencing this pollution. These are the people with poisoned water. These are the people who can't breathe the air. These are the people who are missing school and missing instructional time because of asthma and upper respiratory diseases. I think it's not a good idea to completely to turn away from community in this aspect. I think it's important to recognize that the MPCA does serve community in reducing pollution, but this is not a good way to move this legislation. This was a step backwards, and that's upsetting to me.
Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We absolutely agree that we're serving the community in these respects. We do have many costs to our agency in compliance and enforcement activities. These funds go into the environmental fund, which then the legislature appropriates mostly for our staffing to do these compliance and enforcement activities. So it's very important that we retain some amount of these big settlements, which take a lot of staff time, quite frankly. Lawyers, very technical staff that are highly paid and for good reason. So I think it's not that 40% is not an unworkable solution. It's that I don't believe that we've had the ability to sit down and work on a percentage. And I think at this late hour, again, we would prefer that there be some compromise and we can, if there's a desire for the legislature to revisit this at a later time, we'd welcome further conversation.
Senator Coleman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a clarifying question for either chair or council. Could you please confirm for me what the initial Senate position was on percentage prior to an agreement?
Senator Coleman, we don't have any provision in the Senate side, so we started with zero, and so we're compromising somewhere in between. Personally, I would love to have the utmost highest percentage, but being that we don't have the Senate side, and this is something that we took a little recess just to discuss quickly. And so, you know, our conferee all have agreed that, you know, maybe you should meet in the middle ground, in the middle somewhere, unless we want to call for another recess and we can go back and talk about it. But again, I entertain the motion. I entertain any motion that allow us to vote in according to Representative Jordan had just mentioned. To I'm sure that might change leaning the support to Representative Jordan, but I'm open for that as well. But in terms of our conferee conversation during the recess, we have come to a middle ground of 30%, and I want to stay with that for now.
Ms. Taylor, could you just describe the it applies when it's over 250K of a settlement, or kind of the details in the settlement?
Mr. Chair and members, it does apply only to settlements that are $250,000 or more. I don't know if there's anything else you want me to.
No.
Okay.
Representative Jordan. Oh, Senator Zhang.
Thank you, Chair. And maybe Mr. Johnson, what are currently, are there any current funds that are going to community health groups from the settlement right now?
Or in
Johnson.
The past?
Mr. Chair, I'll have to get something specifically to look at all of that for you, Senator. I believe that the case that's most prevalent is Northern Metals, where there was a percentage of the settlement that went directly to the community. I do not know for certain, Senator, if that went through the Community Health Board itself, but I know that there was a percentage that went back to the community in that case.
Okay, but as it stands now, it's not in statute.
Correct, Senator. Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Senator Zhang.
Thank you, Chair.
Members, we're going to separate out the provision and consider that separately. So, Ms. Taylor, could you read the other provisions?
Mr. Chair and members, the motion would then include three provisions. Senate Section 14, which is the extension of the Sustainable Forest Resources Act, the Senate position on the chloride reduction training fee, which is Section 51, and then House Section 2, the restored prairie definition in Chapter 84.
Any further discussion on those items? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Those are adopted. To the 30% more discussion, Representative Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think, yes, this is important, but remember, this is the communities that are directly impacted. This is North and Northeast Minneapolis. These are our tribal communities. This is the east side of St. Paul. These are our environmental justice communities. And by removing that, we are once again saying that we're going to compromise on the backs of people who live in these communities that experience disproportionate amounts of pollution. So I think it's something that conferees need to be eyes wide open, that's who you're taking that 10% away from. It's not just everyone, but these are the people who are actually experiencing, living with this pollution and dying from it. And so I think it's very disappointing that this is the move that was made today.
Senator Friends.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thanks, Representative Jordan. Maybe a little bit of context. Many of us just heard about this 40% in the last few hours. And so, Mr. Johnson, if it's okay, Mr. Chair, where do these settlements come from geographically? I understand there's about 2 million of these settlements over 250,000, give or take, each year. Where are these occurring? Where are the fines, if you will, being levied? And maybe that'll help inform the conferees. Are we talking about a particular part of the state? Are we talking about random across the state, if you don't mind, Mr. Chair. Maybe that would be helpful for us.
Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think, you know, without the numbers right in front of me, I'd say, you know, some of the bigger ones that have been public that I can point to would be White Bear Lake, Water Gremlin. There has also been recently a settlement above 2 million for 3M in Cottage Grove. So I think those are some of the bigger ones that come to mind right away. But again, there was also Northern Metals that was in Northern Minneapolis, North Minneapolis. So I think I don't know that they're confined to a specific geographical region, to your point.
Senator Hurd.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, members. You know, this come to us rather quickly, and we have to take recess to have discussion on this. And I just want to reiterate that earlier, it was not on the Senate side. We didn't have any hearing, so that's why we had to come to some kind of percentage number that the agency had reached out to us about giving them a range, you know. And so I really appreciate Representative Jordan for speaking up, and that applies to me as well. Thank you for being a very, very strong voice. And, you know, so I would like, personally, I would like to support this, and I want to encourage my members on the Senate side as well, and perhaps we could get this move at the Representative Jordan, do you want to make a motion, and then we can vote on that?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I would make a motion to revert to the original 40%. Thank you.
Jordan moves. Is there any discussion? Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Ayes have it. The motion is adopted. Members, we have multiple items to consider. We are in recess.